This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones. Here I come again now, baby.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to come in the next segment with Tiger by the Tail, because Georgetown, a supposed private university that gets hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer money for their law school, thinks they're going to sue me using taxpayer money trying to overthrow free speech. And they think, because they've picked a, quote, radical target like InfoWars, and Congressman Alan West, who they say is a white supremacist, they actually say he's alt-right, which means white supremacist. He's a black guy, black army colonel. They think we'll all just roll over, or they'll sue enough people that somebody will settle so they can declare victory and then set a precedent that we're fake news in the agreement so they can then start massive censorship in this country. It's incredible. I'm going to play a special Paul Watson report coming up in the next segment that I'm going to get through a bunch of the news we haven't hit on the economy, Tillerson, you name it. But just briefly here, because it's so important and it's funding our operation, it's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability, but I am signed up for a year contract to buy a lot of it. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, bioaccumulate. It kills off good bacteria. Bad ones move in. But more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast, mold, and other things that fill in those gaps create slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. And a lot of people understand this and know this. They know about yeast and molds and the mutations and all things that are going on. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall and known to flush that out of your body. I take 3 or 4 pills for a week each day. Incredible results. I only do it a few times a year. But you can do it basically all the time because these herbs are all really good for you. With all the dangerous toxins and new sources of food and drinks that come into the world, it's becoming more important to make sure your gut is in check. That's why our team of dedicated scientists working hard to create a new advanced formula to build upon your gut health, Myco ZX Plus. Myco ZX Plus is a unique natural formula designed to support the healthy, natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms in the gut. Made from wildcrafted and organically certified herbs, Myco ZX Plus is formulated for maximum effectiveness. Myco ZX Plus contains incredible ingredients in one powerful supplement that supports healthy microbial balance of the body, made with specifically selected ingredients that focus on intestinal yeast, supports a healthy digestive tract, and addresses internal yeast. Our formula is fueled by unique ingredients that power up its potential, including grapefruit seed extract. I always pronounce this wrong. Podiarco. Is that right, guys? Podiarco. Podiarco. Moringa. Leaf. Garlic bulb. And many other concentrated known herbs good for the gut. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 50% off out of the gates. I want you to see how great it is. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. It's basically a loss leader at that price. But when you sign up for auto ship, you still get it each month or every 2 months or 3 months, wherever you click the button for. Cancel any time. you get it over and over again so you can remember to support us and support your own health. It's all symbiotic, a non-zero-sum game, a total 360 win that I coined. We'll be right back on the other side with a critical report from Paul Watson. I think this will even shock InfoWars listeners. Please spread the live links and the local stations you're listening to.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I've got a tiger moth tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Last Friday, I was reading the news that Tillerson was sick in Kenya and couldn't give speeches. And then my phone rang from a certain little birdie who's stuck on a plane that's late. He'll be with us tomorrow. And the certain little birdie bird told me that, no, Tillerson was out, but that we needed to wait on that. It might be a couple weeks. Well, he was actually fired that day. So we're waiting for Tillerson, they're saying, to make a statement at the State Department. I guess he flew back from Africa. Again, that just shows their disinfo. He wasn't feeling too well after he had his little talk with the Chief of Staff, John Kelly. So we're going to be watching that. Can we punch up Fox for folks so people can see the press briefing room there? And we will watch that as it develops. And, again, right there, as you can see for TV viewers, we are watching that at 2:07 Eastern Time, 1:07 Central Standard Time. But I want to play this report just to illustrate this for you from our own Paul Joseph Watson, that there they are stopping Brittany Pettibone and Lauren Southern and others coming in. You know, they've been to the UK many times with no criminal records. They're journalists to interview Tommy Robinson. But they let radical Islamicists who are admittedly part of terror groups to come in and to go back and forth and even rehabilitate them and give them money and put them in government housing. So this just illustrates how the left's allied with Islam, Sadiq Khan's here in Austin, calling for censorship. It just goes on and on. The Islamic mayor of London. So here's what's really happening in London. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report.
The UK is really good at keeping out extremists. You know, like when they kept out Iraqi extremist Ahmed Hassan after he told border officials he'd been trained to kill by ISIS. Oh no, they let him in and gave him asylum. But at least they deported him after he was caught watching ISIS videos and singing jihadi songs with the lyrics, "We are coming with you to the slaughter in your home and country." Oh no, they didn't, and he went on to bomb a train. Okay, but wait, that's just one case. Youssef Zagbar, who in 2016 told officials, quote, "I'm going to be a terrorist," and then went on to carry out the London Bridge terrorist attack a year later. Not like we let that guy in. Oh, Sheikh Hamza Sodagar, who called for homosexuals to be burned to death and thrown off cliffs, was stopped from entering the UK when he tried to give a series of lectures in London. Oh no, he was given a visa and welcomed in. Okay, but some are gonna slip through the cracks, right? Syed Muzaffar Shah Qadri, a preacher considered so extreme he was banned in Pakistan. Someone who praised the murderer of a politician in Pakistan who spoke out against blasphemy laws. At least he was banned from the UK. No, he was allowed in and went on to to do a speaking tour of British mosques. Okay, but Mohammed Naqib Ur-Rehman and Hassan Hasib Ur-Rehman, two Muslim clerics who praised the same assassin in Pakistan, they were kept out, right? No, they were welcomed by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Okay, mistakes were made, but at least we stopped 400 returning ISIS jihadists from re-entering the UK. Right? At least we were serious enough about stopping extremism to make sure that didn't happen. No, they were all allowed in and then offered council housing and welfare. Okay, but at least the UK doesn't roll out the red carpet for leaders of Saudi Arabia, a country in which gay people are fined, arrested, imprisoned, tortured and killed. Oh. So what extremists are we stopping from entering the UK? Martin Selner, a right-wing activist who planned to give a speech in Speaker's Corner Hyde Park about the threat to free speech. Banned. Brittany Pettibone, an author and activist who planned to conduct an interview with Tommy Robinson, a national figure who's made numerous appearances on national television. Banned. Lauren Southern, a conservative journalist who planned to make videos and work on a documentary. Banned. Lauren was specifically banned for handing out leaflets which said, Allah is a gay god. Maybe if she'd have just represented a country that enforces the industrial persecution of homosexuals, she'd have been embraced with open arms. It's also interesting how Pettibone was detained and deported for attempting to interview Tommy Robinson, a fate that didn't await journalists from ABC and NBC News when they arrived in the UK to interview Tommy Robinson. Now, just indulge me for a second, but it's almost as if all these reasons are absolute bullshit. And the real reason for them being banned is that the UK is an authoritarian country, which has de facto begun enforcing blasphemy laws that make criticism of Islam, which is a belief system and not a race,
okay,
a criminal
let's stop
offense.
Right there. We'll come back with more of this in a moment. Let's go to the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, outgoing Rex Tillerson, sacked with his deputy, Goldstein removed as well as Trump purges the neocons and globals. Let's go to this.
Most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges. As such, effective at the end of the day, I'm delegating all responsibilities of the Office of the Secretary to Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan. My commission as Secretary of State will terminate at midnight, March the 31st. Between now and then, I will address a few administrative matters related to my departure and work towards a smooth and orderly transition for Secretary of State Designate Mike Pompeo. I'm encouraging my policy planning team and undersecretaries and assistant secretaries, those confirmed, as well as those in acting positions, to remain at their post and continue our mission at the State Department and run office, team, and policy planning later today to thank them for their service. They have been extraordinarily dedicated to our mission, which includes promoting values that I view as being very important. The safety and security of our State Department personnel, accountability, which means treating each other with honesty and integrity, and respect for one another. Most recently, in particular, to address challenges of sexual harassment within the department. I want to speak now to my State Department colleagues and to our interagency colleagues and partners at DOD and the Joint Chiefs of Staffs, most particularly. To my Foreign Service officers and civil service colleagues, we all took the same oath of office. Whether you're a career, employee, or political appointee, we are all bound by that common commitment to support and defend the Constitution, to bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to faithfully discharge the duties of our office.
Well, this is all coded.
As a State Department, we are bound together by that oath.
This is really cryptic.
We remain steadfast here in Washington and at posts across the world, many of whom are in danger-based situations without their families.
This is some kind of signal to the stay-behind networks.
The world needs selfless leaders like these.
He's really proven to be a double
ready
agent.
To work with long-standing allies, new emerging partners and allies, who now, many are struggling as democracies, and in some cases are dealing with human tragedy, crisis of natural disasters, literally crawling themselves out of those circumstances.
This is all coded.
These are experiences that no lecture hall in an academic environment or at a think tank can teach you. Only by people going to the front lines to serve can they develop this kind of talent. To the men and women in uniform, I'm told for the first time in most people's memory, the Department of State and Department of Defense have a close working relationship where we all agree the U.S. leadership starts with diplomacy. The men and women in uniform at the Department of Defense, under the leadership of Secretary Mattis and General Dunford, protect us as Americans and our way of life daily, at home and abroad. As an all-volunteer military...
All right, well, he's just basically virtue signaling now, but that earlier stuff about taking the oath and everybody needs to stay at their post and everything, that was... Stay your post, I guess, means deep state. Stay there. Hang on. Cavalry's coming. But let me tell you, there's major infiltration. And look, I'm not even saying Tillerson's a bad guy. But he's a yes man. He can't handle the pressure of what I'm sure they've done to him. But the word is, he's being removed and was so stunned by what he was told Friday that he couldn't be seen for a day because people try to cover their butts. Buddy, there's no covering your butt in this battle. We're going in. We're going in 100%. Get that through your head. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
I just talked to one of the top
Jones Show
lawyers.
There is a war on for your mind.
I just talked to one of the top defamation lawyers in the country. He's the guy that represents the big Republicans, represented Breitbart. I'm not going to get into all of it. The point is, he's one of the top lawyers. And he represents me in some of these other cases. We've already gotten shut down. And he's watching and listening right now and reading the complaint. And I'm not going to get into, you know, all that, but he said exactly what I thought before I said more stuff. He said, this is highly unusual, Georgetown doing this. We've got to look into taxpayer money being used, if it is, at this clinic. Most of these universities have a pro-free speech clinic. This is an anti-free speech clinic. And he said, it's highly unusual. And we'll talk more later today when I get off air. But he said, he's cross-referencing the complaint. It's exactly as I thought. It is horse manure. We talked to our other trademark lawyers who are really, you know, top 20 group in the country. And they checked with another group in Los Angeles who is in the top five. And they said, absolutely, the Mr. Fury, the creator of the comic book that never really went anywhere, but that's fine until the public picked it up, Pepe the Frog, he gave Daily Dot interviews and others and said, everyone use it. I love it. Good people use it. White supremacists use it. It's okay. They're idiots. But, you know, Pepe's a happy guy. Everyone has total rights to use my frog. There's the headline. Pepe the Frog creator invited people to profit off Pepe, close quote, 2015 interview. Then we sell a poster that a third party made where 5% of the image is Pepe, totally transformative, Supreme Court rulings. I talked to, again, both of the trademark groups because I wanted to be sure. So I talked to our regular trademark folks that do trademarks for us and check things in. And they got me in touch with other folks who I talked to yesterday. And they said, Mr. Jones, we don't hardly ever say sue someone. They said, we think we'll just do this for court costs. We want to sue Mr. Fury. But they said, because this is so outrageous against the First Amendment, they said, we want you to send him the letter. We're writing the letter today. They're writing the letter. And then he's got a chance to apologize and tell us who funded him, or we're going to sue him with a slap back. I'm not a lawyer, but slap back provision, all of it. It is insane. They said they've never seen it except McDonald's in the 90s, early 90s, sued the McDonald's family in Scotland, who are royal, because they keep their castle going by a bed and breakfast hotel, and they have a pub restaurant called McDonald's that has been there for, wait for it, as a place where they sell food, what was it, 400 years, but they never got a trademark. McDonald's still sued them. This is that level of cockamamie balderdash. This is lunatic level. And by lunatic level, I'm not saying he's a lunatic, I'm saying it's crazy that this is what they're doing. And again, I don't want to make it about me. They're coming for the First Amendment. Now, let's go back to Tillerson. I was told last week by my State Department source, then I called a CIA source, and they said that's absolutely it. Tillerson was not told, and the latest letter came out a day later, about the Kim Jong-un meeting. He got angry. And Trump said, I keep telling you, I'm the only person that matters. He doesn't mean he's the only person that matters. He means they ask, well, what about all your other people? You know, they have this background, or this guy's a neocon, this guy's a liberal, this guy's a globalist. Trump goes, I'm the only one that matters. I listen to them. I make the decision. Well, John Oliver and Bill Maher all made the same kind of jokes. That I think Bill Maher said that he was like Violet in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that says, "Daddy, I want that Oompa Loompa." No, he's saying he makes the decisions. He then delegates. I know for a fact from folks that were in the room, Trump, the day after he got inaugurated, it was the night of, went to the CIA, he called in all the senior people. It was a room of hundreds of people. And he said, "Give me all your reports and all the targets you weren't allowed to hit, and I'm delegating to all of you, and it all starts in 1 week." And they gave them all, so people know I have the sources, American flags carved into wood, about 2x3, that he paid for. Now, we broke that, and then later the news found out and tried to spin it. Did taxpayers pay for the flags? No, Trump paid for the flags. And then they tried to say, well, is that a payoff? This, oh, give me a break. The president can give people American flags. Come on, man. But, and then it happened. So it's not like he's even a control freak. If he's got confidence, he looks at the info, he thinks it's a good idea, he goes, green light. Obama would sit there in the room sometimes at night with SportsCenter on one TV and Predator drones on the other, and he liked to sit there and watch the drones blow people up. Trump's never done that. And Obama said, "I'm really good at killing people." Can you imagine? Like it's a video game. And he would sit there in, I guess it's the East Wing or whatever, where the quarters are on the second floor. He would sit there in his jogging suit and give the order on the phone of when the CIA could drop the bombs. I mean, give me a break, man. And then he said, "I'm really good at killing people," because he liked to be on the sat phone or the con command down in the bunker. He'd do it both ways. This would come out in the news. And he would tell him, "Execute." Like it's a video game. He would sit there. Now, there it is. Obama brag in new book. "I'm really good at killing people." And again, he would select, he would target, and he would give the orders. Because he's, imagine, he's never been in the military. He's a leftist. And so he wanted to not just say, "Here are the targets they're signed off on." He would sit there and give the order in real time. Because he got off on it. Imagine, you know, if you're this bathhouse Barry, you know. Nothing against the fact that he's bisexual. I'm just saying, bathhouse Barry, it's kind of a thrill, you know. It's like a Skull and Bones. It's a thrill for, you know, the Bushes and everybody to piss each other's faces and wallow around in human excrement. By the way, I'm only saying all this because it's true. You know, it was Charlotte Israby's father, who was a good guy, by the way, who she was the one gave Anthony Sutton, the congressional investigator in the 80s, all the Skull and Bones documents. You know that. And if you think I'm joking about that, go watch, again, The Good Shepherd with Matt Damon, produced and directed by, you know, the good fella, Robert De Niro, and that shows a guy in a devil outfit with a crown on and a sword, and guys walling around in 2 feet of excrement, pissing on each other. And I'm not trying to be gross here on air. They're mad and want you to be all goody-two-shoe when you didn't hire Trump to be a Puritan. You hired him to fix the country. He never said he didn't like women. And he's bad because he's with some big old jumbo, you know, tart. I mean, me personally, see, I'm not like these globalists that are into little kids and stuff. That's what I like. Big, you know, full on the whole nine yards, Marilyn Monroe type woman. I'm married happily. The point is, and I tell you, I make the joke, my wife's not, if she was her car, she wouldn't be street legal. People say, what does that mean? You know, it means she's got so much horsepower. Speaking of horsepower, he drives a black Hellcat like I do. Let's crank this up. This is the Motor City Madman. We got the full interview coming later in the week. I did with him last week or a week and a half ago. Ted Nugent. He got you in a stranglehold, you globalist. All right, stay with us. We got one of the other reporters sued by the Vatican on the other side. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance, but we need your help getting the signal through.
I'm picking up a fake transmission. I think it's Alex Jones calling. On screen.
But here's the good news, chumps. You think you're going to assassinate Trump, shut down the Unity, and bully a bunch of us and go along with you?
I'd like to reserve power.
Come on, for me, willing into that fight wanting one at this point. And only the dumbest morons buy into your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to
Hades,
where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Well, they have sued myself. They've sued a man that runs a very successful journalism center, a guy that has millions of viewers a week on his own radio and TV programs. Lee Stranahan, I know he's a frequent guest. I've been meaning to get him on with David Knight and the program we do in the morning, the David Knight Show. We were calling it Real News. The Democrats sued us over the term Real News. They trademarked it. I'm not kidding. This is what we're dealing with. 12 lawsuits. We've gotten 6 thrown out, 2 in the last week and a half, with prejudice, meaning the court said, you know, this is bad. You can't come back at Mr. Jones. And we had the folks agree to that because they didn't want to be countersued. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I just talked to my lawyer, who is a humble guy, but he is one of the top anti-defamation, defense lawyers out there. And he's listening right now, and he said, to have this clinic and to have this university funding this is, let me just say, highly, highly unusual. And I said, am I right? It'll become a big issue of taxpayer funds if it's in any part of the law school. He's like, yeah, let's talk when you get off the air. But this is unprecedented, basically. He said, all of these law schools have pro-free speech clinics. He goes, this has been set up to destroy the First Amendment. And what they put in the brief is, from my view, defamation, and is meant to destroy the First Amendment. I mean, and I've got a top lawyer is just read it. He's like, he's not a very excitable guy. He sounded excited a little bit. So I'll tell you about my lawyer sometime. I'll get him on. But the point is that I just mentioned this earlier, the Pepe suit last week, that I stole Pepe the Frog because I sold somebody's third party poster that's images of the campaign. And it's Pepe's 5%, and it's transformative. You can do that. That's totally protected. There were suits against Andy Warhol saying he couldn't sell Campbell's suits cans that he altered. And they said, if he feels like he altered it, he can sell it. Well, but when you're a third-party seller, you'd have to get an injunction and a ruling. Then they could do an injunction on me. And then it's an injunction or a trade deal, and sometimes federal marshals would raid you. But that's if it was like, you know, NFL stuff or something. It's just crazy. Anybody can paint public figures all day long and sell them. And again, I've had 2 trademark firms look at it. But one of them just does trademarking. The other one does litigation. I mean, they both do it. But the other one's one of the top ones are in Los Angeles. And they said, we believe in the First Amendment, and we sue people all the time that violate trademarks. They do both. They said, this is, in their words, crazy. The guy is on record saying everybody can use my image, almost like a trolling operation, you know, getting before he's been caught, like saying, you can use these website designs with these images, and then a year later, oh, you didn't read the fine print, now you owe us all this money. They got in trouble for that and stopped doing it. And we subscribe to Getty Images and a bunch of other stuff. I'm not attacking them. They're more affordable now, but I want to go to Lee Stranahan. What I'm getting at here is I sat there till 10:30 last night watching the videos they're suing us for, and the Lee Stranahan one with Leanne McAdoo is the easiest one to cut out. They should be day one at the hearing, my lawyers think, should be just cut out. Leanne and Lee Stranahan will probably be too, but completely cut out because I don't want to say it's milquetoast, but he's a journalist, and he's got, you know, that's his background. He just said, look, this guy's a politico, he's a Democrat, we got to look at the background, they're calling martyr day one. We're not saying it's staged, we're saying they've picked politicos that were at the rally to be the spokespersons, just like we said the kids. We're not saying nobody died, nobody got shot in Florida, we're saying they picked out of 3,000 kids 4 that are anti-gun. That's a fact, and it turned out it was true. They spun that and said none died. I had a guy try to fight me and my son at the airport this weekend, saying, how dare you say no kids died? How dare you be mean and demand David Hogg come on your show? And I'm like, David Hogg wanted to come on my show. I didn't say, so This is the we're here. This is their plan to get rid of free speech. News Corp said a month ago in the Wall Street Journal, the new CEO, that he met with all these people. So let's go to Lee Stranahan. We'll do him a little bit in the next hour, too. And we got PJW coming on, but I'm going to talk to him as well, but free for all, if Lee Stranahan can do it. And we'll also give you his website, citizenjournalistschool.com, thepopulist.us. Talk about gonzo journalism. I'm actually super excited that I am in the First Amendment case of U.S. history, it looks like, not just the millennium. I mean, not just the century. This is just, and I talked to my lawyer, and he's like, absolutely, I've never seen anything like this. This is wild. Lee, how are you feeling? I saw you during the break. I've seen you on David during the break. You don't look this happy. You're a serious guy. You look pretty happy as well.
I am. You know, first off, I got to say, Alec, it's a pleasure to be on with you. The first time I'm with you. I wish it were under better circumstances, but these are pretty good circumstances. You've covered the issue that this is being filed by a law school. Let me bring up something. I don't think you brought this up yet. Let me bring it up. I just want you to think about this from the perspective of what they're teaching the students about defamation law, right? I've been a reporter for about 10 years. I've made it a point to read landmark decisions like New York Times versus Sullivan. That's a great decision.
That is the most famous case.
That's right. It's a fascinating decision, very well written. Anybody can read it and understand it, and I highly recommend it. Let's go over what's going on here, because you watched the whole interview that I did with Leanne McAdoo last year, right?
Yes.
Read the lawsuit. I want someone to underline for me one incorrect statement that I made. I literally don't say anything in there that is not a fact.
You've been reviewed. You and Leanne were like the highest standards.
Yep. This is a note to the law students whose school is putting out this suit. Note to you. Let me explain. I'm not a lawyer, thank God, but let me explain defamation law to you, okay? Defamation are false statements. Anybody can look this up.
Intended on purpose to do harm.
That's right. So there were no false statements. Let's just start there. None. So just on that basis, it's over. It was part of a 50-minute interview. And I think this is the thing people need to understand. This is what's in New York Times versus Sullivan. Alex, this is an attempt to shut down any views that they don't like. And any, look,
no, exactly. They admit they're trying to set a precedent that they just say what's fake news and then ban that person from communication into some ghetto.
Well, and I lived in Austin 15 years ago. So you have a huge audience now and a great audience. But I knew who Alex Jones was 15, 20 years ago, right? And, and you've been fighting this for long enough where you know that this is one battle in a very long war. And when we see the things that have happened today, Bloody Gina is now in charge of the CIA. There's this situation going on with, and I work for Sputnik, but I work for Sputnik because I never bought into the Russian narrative. I'm watching what's unfolding in England right now. If this is Russia who did that, it's the worst spy trade craft I've ever seen in my life.
Sure, it's like, obviously a false flag. We got to go to break, Lee Stranahan. You finish up with that when we come back, but I want to give you the floor to try to roll through.
Yeah,
exactly, because we've got lawyers and people looking at what was said in the videos in the radio versus what they put, and it's the complaint, the lawsuit is the defamation. We'll be back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Got accused of working for the CIA or working for some other agency, and I'm really proud of the fact that I didn't. And I built InfoWars with our listeners, and with ratings, and with success, and with, you know, being on over 200 radio stations. People have a private jet; they got a couple houses. You know, I don't have the private jet, and I don't have the mansion. In fact, my house is 4-bedroom, and it's almost too big for me. I'm sick of it. I live in the kitchen in the bedroom, you know, and then I guess like the extra bedroom's a place where the cat goes to crap on the bed. But the point, I walk in there, I'm cleaning the house this morning, picking up stuff, and I'm like, why'd the cat crap on the bed? You know, I know my daughter wants a damn cat. I like cats, except when they do stuff like that. And it likes me, so it peed on my shoes last week. But I'm digressing. The point is we built InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, with your help and everything you've done. You are the InfoWar. And Lee's, you know, been around Austin 15 years ago. I've been on there 23 years. And so I get this. I've been fired. I've been physically attacked. I understand we're winning. When you have the globalist-funded, Vatican-funded, State Department-controlled, CIA-controlled, Georgetown suing us, unprecedented, the main CIA school, and then they're saying we're being sued because we said this guy that's with the State Department worked for Hillary should be looked at as CIA. But that shows novice understanding. The State Department runs the CIA. It runs everything. That's why they just put Pompeo in there and got rid of Tillerson. We're going to talk to Stranahan about that, who's been sued a little bit in the next hour with myself and Paul Watson. But briefly, listen, I'm confident because I believe in you. And I'm not just saying that. I've seen you come through again and again. And I prayed really hard last night. I don't do this act like some big goody-two-shoe guy. I really pray, and it's like I knew the jury was going to be 50-50 and take my kids part of the time. And when I prayed that morning, I knew it was going to happen. And I knew when I prayed last night for about an hour straight that I just knew we're going to win. This is going to blow up in their face. This is going to be huge. Call it your gut, your instinct, spiritual, whatever. My gut's never wrong. If we execute properly, I know if we're strong, if we're steadfast, we will win. It's going to be rough. But then I know there's even bigger channels coming. So we sell really good products that we know are documented to be good for you and your family. It's not just the bad bacteria in the gut because of all the pesticides and stuff. Probiotics are amazing. I have a lot of friends who were in the military for decades, and they almost all have irritable bowel or real problems from the bad food and not, you know, having probiotics. And I said, listen, stop going to the VA and having all your problems. Two people I know personally, I said, take our probiotic. And within a month, they said, my God, I'm totally regular now. Everything's great. This changed my life. But they both also lost a bunch of weight after because they had inflammation. That's what this stuff does, ladies and gentlemen. But that's probiotic. This is what hits the yeast, the mold, the candida, all that. Myco ZX Plus, now even stronger and a lower price. Ladies and gentlemen, it's $27 right now. That's 50% off. Big glass bottle, four big regimens of it. Do it every few months. It's just really powerful. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And if you'll all, it also made me feel good this morning when Tim Ferger texted me the amount of orders that came in yesterday, and it was substantive. People are, if we just keep doing that, Soros and all these jerks can't stand against us. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. CitizenJournalistSchool.com. Lee Stranahan, you were getting into the whole latest debacle with the England winning war with Russia because the Russians nerve gassed some spy. It's completely obvious. But before we go there, just get into the lawsuit. When you found out it was happening, I knew days ago, but I didn't want to call you. I guess you were figuring it out yourself because the media was calling, not telling us what it was, trying to get evidence for them. I mean, you watch all them working in collusion. It just shows you how nasty this deep state is.
Well, and I think it's very clear that some people find, look, I've covered stuff. I was talking to one of your texts about Bill Browder. He's one of the guys behind the Russiagate narrative. The reason I mention him is he said something a few years ago. This guy's testified in front of the Senate and everything else. He understands that not all lawsuits are filed because you think you're going to win them. Does that make sense?
No, they're filed for PR purposes.
That's exactly right. Some people file lawsuits to win them, and some people file lawsuits because here's the thing, Alex. I can't defame. If I come out and say something false about you to cause you harm, as a reporter, I can be sued for defamation. But if I put it in a lawsuit and every news outlet picks it up, simple example, this lawsuit
says, it's protected because it's a legal document from libel and defamation. And that's what I said. It's designed, as we went to break, we're on the same page. This is designed to defame us.
That's right. Well, it says the defendants, that includes me, what supported the Unite the Right rally. I did not support the Unite the Right rally.
By the way, I didn't either. They got mad at me because I said I'm new right or libertarian. I am not. I called a bunch of these people idiots.
Yes. Well, and it also said, and anybody who follows me on Twitter, it also says that the defendants promoted Pizzagate. I've been on the record adamant before the election. I never bought into the Pizzagate.
So they've defamed you in the document, but the good news is news right. Reports about it, though, and when they commentate, then you got the lawsuit, and now you're where I'm at. I've told all these people, and I've warned them. I've got to sue them now, but go ahead.
Well, no, you're exactly right. And look, the other thing here, Alex, is that I have made my living for 10 years as a reporter on big stories. Like, I went to Libya. I went to Beirut in 2013. To report on the Syrian refugee crisis, right? When no one, I didn't see anybody else in the media over there. I was interviewing people from refugees to UN people.
I remember. All right, Skype just broke up. We'll go back to Lee Stranahan here in just a moment. By the way, he's very careful. If you go see the Leanne McAdoo, in fact, I forgot the name of the headline. It's in the suit, but they distorted it. I've got it over here somewhere. Here's Here's Reuters when they were sending me fake headlines. I went and checked. It wasn't even our headlines. Let me find it right here. It was bombshell connection between Charlottesville, Soros, and they cut chaos off. And then, again, they edited this. Bombshell connection. George Soros needs to be charged and arrested for sedition and causing Charlottesville chaos. And I have all the documents here where he funds Antifa. So, again, they've edited all this. It's amazing. We're getting Lee Stranahan back on his Skype one out. But that's it. But see, we're letting us out of the bag because they think we're stupid. When they run their mouths, which they're already doing, outside of that court with the stuff they're saying, they're going to get sued. And like I said, I got Tom Brokaw saying that I'm an unalloyed racist, which means a committed 100% racist. We got me protesting the KKK. We've got, you know, at my sister's Korean adopted, you know, my ex-wife's part Jewish, and so that makes my kids, I mean, I guess the Nazis are right, my kids, I guess, might be able to go, I think, go to Israel or whatever. I mean, I never thought of that, but yeah. That hurt me. I mean, that did, because then they use that, they say that, people want to attack me in airports because of it, and I've got a few more months with the statutes to sue him, and so I'm sitting there with the lawyers. We have a whole office war room with the suits against us, the suits we've got, pictures of who's funding them. I mean, it looks like a movie, all like an FBI, you know, investigation room. And we got the lawyers on it, and we're tracking. And it's just we've gotten six of the lawsuits for them to drop them because they saw what we had, what we were going to do. And they're like, oh, wow, you know how to sue us. And they found out the damages, so they've been dropping them. But Georgetown University and George Soros and the Vatican and taxpayer money, I mean, this is next level. And my lawyer said he's never seen anything like it. So this is just crazy. And they think you're cowards. They think, oh, run from Alex Jones. He's getting sued. We're taking the country back. Our forebears had to dodge bullets and get shot and, you know, go through all of this. So, yeah, folks have been finding videos that I didn't even produce that other people shot of us protesting the KKK. Because, see, I lost those tapes. I had a flood in my garage. I kept a bunch of my old tapes in my garage, and it flooded one time when I was out of town, and it just ruined all the VHS tapes. And now I didn't even know the Austin protest was, oh my God, they found it? Wow. That's great. I haven't seen this in like 20 years. 19 years. Wow. Alex Jones, 1999, confronts the KKK. Oh, that's in Waco. I guess it's the full one, though. Not our footage. And I did recently see the one in Austin's online. Somebody else videotaped that. And the KKK said they were going to kill me. And I told them, F off. And then the cops grabbed me. And I'm always hearing cops are really KKK, and it's not true. But in Waco, the guy goes, my Second Amendment means I can blow you the hell away. And turned out he was a federal agent. Later came out a federal operative. That's what I was saying. And I said, you need to do something. The cops said, shut up. And, like, you know, said some other stuff I wasn't on tape, so I'm not going to repeat it. But we'll see if we can get Lee Stranahan back on. But this is a big time to be alive. Fourth hour, Paul Watson coming up, and so much more. Trump is draining the swamp. Trump is delivering. He's not perfect, but I can't believe he's gotten this much done. It's incredible. Please don't forget, new specials have been launched, and you just shop and get great products you need at great prices. The people are our greatest ally. If you stand with us, we won't be defeated. But if you don't, we will be crushed by the enemy. We need your help.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.